Welcome to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast, where we elevate the conversation to new heights. Today on The Higher Point, we're diving into a topic that's been hiding in plain sight, yet affects the very essence of what it means to be a man. As testosterone levels decline and the Y chromosome begins to unravel, we're faced with questions that challenge the core of masculinity. What's happening to men? And what does it mean for our future? From the laboratories of geneticists to the lives of everyday men, we'll explore the science, the statistics, and the stories that reveal the reality behind the headlines. Is this a natural evolution, or are we witnessing the end of an era? Join us as we unpack the myths, confront the facts, and navigate the complexities of this modern male crisis. It's time to break the silence, it's time to ask the hard questions, and it's time to uncover the higher point. So let's get started. Well, welcome back to Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast, where we take a deep dive into the issues that don't just make the headlines, but shape the very future of humanity. I'm Mr. Villain, and today we're tackling a topic that's as fascinating as it is unsettling. The declining testosterone levels in men and the potential disappearance of the Y chromosome. I mean, what's happened to the building blocks of masculinity? And more importantly, what can we do about it? Joining me in this discussion is our resident wit and wisdom, Gigi Luigi. Gigi Luigi, tell me what you've thought about this and what you found out.
Man, there's so much. This is a rabbit hole I did not know I was going to go into.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like men, like masculinity in general, is attacked from nature and society. Like, I don't know if it's Jesus is behind it. I don't know what's going on, but... Something's happening, man.
I've been saying it, man.
Something and the numbers show.
Right. Man, there is a true disturbance in the male force, if you get what I'm saying. But let me break this down. Let's get into the hot mic on this. Testosterone levels in men are dropping. According to studies, average testosterone levels in men have declined by about 1% per year since the 1980s. And that's a 20 to 30% drop. In just a few decades. The warnings that they're saying is, and we don't know why this is happening, but the male Y chromosome, which gives you testes, is deteriorating. So they say that around, and look, guys, just before you start panicking, we're not going to start turning into women or females, but in the next 11 million, right? But in the next 11 million years, men, as we know them today, will not exist, and we will not have gonads, if you get what I'm saying. And what I think that's going to spark a revolution among men today. But what's happening to the building blocks of masculinity? And more importantly, what can we do about it is we need to face the notion that we're not going to have balls. We're just not going to have them. They're going to be gone. Luigi, what do you think about this? This is crazy talk.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, like, geez, I don't even know where to go. I was looking at like some charts and stuff, and like, yeah, you said that the steady decline since the 80s, but even if you walk it back to the 40s, you can even see the same pattern. Like the ratio between men and women being born in like the 40s, men were being like, the ratio of men being born was a lot higher.
Yes, it was.
And you can even see the chart decline all the way into about the 60s. And then it spiked up.
So like, what was the spike about? Like, what? Okay.
I don't know.
That's crazy. Because yeah, I know so many men who are machismo, macho men. And when they are these alpha males, which I like to believe I'm an alpha male, although I'm just a little bit more predisposed to certain conditions. But with that being said, they're saying that this isn't just about aging. It has nothing to do with that. Even the young men are showing levels, lower levels of compared to previous generations, factors like, I guess, obesity, lack of physical activity, a poor diet, and exposure to environmental toxins like dioxins are all contributing to this decline. And if we don't do something, we're going to be like the last men in the saloon. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but that's kind of where we're going with this, man.
No, absolutely. But at the same time,
yeah,
would be pretty cool to be the last set of men, you know?
We are the last gift of all mankind, which hey, I would have it no other way.
The gold standard.
But the thing is, when you think about it like in a physiological kind of physical state, we're all born, not born, but I'll say we're all created women, right? And then we get our Y chromosome, and that makes us male. And the only thing that the Y chromosome does is it gives us testes. Other than that, once our testes grow and we're born, that's where we get the rest of our hormones from. So now they've seen this study in lizards and mice. So it's a crazy kind of evolutionary trick where something else is going to evolve into what we would call a man, but 11 million years from now. I mean, like, what do you think about that, Lou? I mean, it's a lot going on, man.
Yeah, it is a lot going on. And I personally subscribe to the idea of evolution.
Yeah.
Like, even if you believe in, like, religion or anything like that, I do feel like evolution still has a piece or a place in your philosophy.
Yeah.
And with evolution, like, it's so random. It's dictated on the environment.
Yeah.
You know, like who survives doing what. But with humans, we don't really allow, I guess, evolution to take its course, which is fine because a lot of people would die. But what I'm saying is, it's so weird to see these evolutionary changes because it's not, it might be changing for the best. I don't know. Right. But it doesn't seem like it is.
No, I mean, and of course, we're saying this because we're men, and that's kind of how we were raised. You got to be machismo, you got to be alpha. But the Y chromosome is shrinking. It was once a robust genetic structure with over 1,400 genes. It's now down to just about 45. The rest have been lost over millions of years of evolution. If this trend continues, sometimes some scientists predict that the Y chromosome could disappear entirely in about 11 million years. While that timeline might seem distant, it raises immediate questions about the future of male biology and reproduction. So how are we supposed to reproduce if we're not men anymore?
Shit. I mean, with the way technology's going, who knows? Yeah. Who really knows? Like, as you said, 11 million years from now, we may not even have our testicles anymore.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, but we are still seeing the effects of it now.
Oh, like, yeah. I mean,
you know, just psychologically.
Yeah. You're fine. It's so crazy that, and it's such an interesting topic that I've been hearing so much about different various scientific reports and peer journals and stuff like that. And then they say several experts have sounded the alarm on these issues, one of which is Dr. Richard Sharp, a leading researcher on male reproductive health, has emphasized the environmental and lifestyle factors contributing to the decline of testosterone levels. And Dr. David Page of MIT's Whitehead Institute has been at the forefront of studying the Y chromosome's deterioration. So this has been going on for a while, like we talked about. And it seems like the scientists have known this for a while, and they haven't shared it with the public.
I mean, it could be that, you know, they don't want to cause a, like, panic, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'd be panicking if someone said, hey, man, you might lose your balls. I mean, like, shit.
Wait, we're not going to riot in the street. We're civilized. No. You think we're rioting in the streets?
We're rioting in the streets now.
Well, yeah, that's true. And we're not even rioting for anything, but of course, our balls are attached to it. So
I'm telling you, like, that's going to get, you know, that might be what unifies us, though, as a country.
The lack of balls.
Well, the fear of lack of balls. We got to band together. I
mean, people, I think what it is, and I think you could tell me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but men are basically men through the eyes of women because we have testicles. I mean, women make jokes about male testicles all the time. They're like, you know, I've seen women who have brass balls on their keychain, you know, just to use that as a joke about how much more of a man they are than actual men. So this is our identity we're dealing with here.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have you heard, hey, grow some balls? Hey, this do take a drink of this. Don't put some hair on your nuts.
Yeah.
All these things.
Yeah. I mean, and this, it's so crazy because what happens when men don't have testicles anymore? Are we actually really men or is it something different?
Man, there's not going to be any adjustments anymore. You walk around, you're like, you can give your little shift. You know what I mean? Like, there's a huge cultural impact there.
It is, man. I mean, I've been sitting on my balls when I sit in the car.
Doing it now.
On a couch for years. It's crazy. But
such a part, I can't imagine it being gone.
Right? So what I would say, and the counter punch and the pros and the cons to this glorious topic is in this particular segment, let's break down the pros and the cons of these trends and play a little bit of devil's advocate, right? So mm-hmm. a pro. Some might argue that the decline in testosterone isn't entirely negative. Lower testosterone levels are associated with reduced aggression and violence, potentially leading to a more peaceful society. Additionally, the shrinking Y chromosome could be seen as a natural evolution towards a new form of reproduction or gender diversity. And when I hear something like that, you know what I first think of is octopuses and seahorses, which, you know, in some cases don't require a man to be a man or a woman to be a woman. They do it all inside. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's all like pre-built.
Yeah.
So I mean, we might be going that way.
But like, look here. Let me ask the burning question on this. What if we do? How do men get aroused if they don't have the necessary functionality anymore? As we know it to be today, how do we enjoy ourselves? And can we still?
Well, yeah, there's so many things to take into consideration. Like, do we still have the other appendage? Do we have the dick?
Well,
or, you know what I mean? Like,
that's key. Now, they don't say
if
much
we do,
about
the Blue Chew. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, they don't say much about the phallus. Or our, you know, our erectile, you know, member or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. They're strictly talking about what makes us men. Now, the penis does not make us men, and we all correct. Believe it does, right? But it's just the testes, really, because as we all know, and I think you're aware of too, the penis is just an enlarged clitoris.
You know, I was going to say that. And it's true. But like, true. When it comes to like development without the Y chromosome and the testes being developed, like, what does that do to the penis?
Yes, because you do need that hormone to grow a shaft. Now, when I talk about that, I'm not going off of genetics. And if you're from the Congo or Asia or Italia or whatever I'm going to say, but I think it helps. And I don't know what we're going to do without our genitalia the way it is right now, and tackling the way it is right now. So what do you think, Luigi? I mean, that's weird.
There's so many things to consider.
Yeah.
Because, like, without the testes, I mean, there's so many things to consider. So, like, for example, like, you know, lack of testosterone causes lack of hair loss.
Yes,
it reduces red blood cell count, muscle and bone density.
Yes.
You know, like all these things.
Right.
But the next 100 years, are we going to need that?
And, you know, that's a good question, because if you have too much testosterone, you lose your hair faster. And a lot of people said that the reason why gingers lose their hair in the late 20s and early 30s is because they have a weird trait with their testosterone, which makes their hair fall out. And I started shaving my head back when I was 15, so I had nothing to do with that. I'm just saying. I just want to get that, make it clear. But now the con on this, guys, on the flip side, declining health, testosterone levels are linked to a host of health issues, including decreased muscle mass, lower bone density, increased body fat, and mental health problems like depression and anxiety. The potential disappearance of the Y chromosome raises existential concerns about the future of male identity and reproduction. So, and we know that, because for guys, I mean, we're all about our genitalia, and I don't know why that is. It's always been that way.
Oh, yeah. We're always, I mean, I've had friends steal my phone, take a picture of their nuts, save it as my screensaver, and change my password.
And that's funny.
It's funny.
I mean,
yeah, it's funny.
It's funny. But the devil's advocate on this, Luigi, is could it be that the emphasis on preserving traditional male characteristics is rooted in outdated, notorious notions of masculinity? Are we too focused on the decline of testosterone as a crisis rather than a natural shift in human evolution? And what if the Y chromosome's disappearance is simply a precursor to a new and more adaptable form of human biology? So when we go and we evolve, are we going to evolve into something? We could probably get like four pairs. Well, I don't say four pairs. We'll say two pairs of testicles and maybe two different kinds of phalluses, because there are animals like dolphins who are very intelligent that have two penises. Did you know this?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, dolphins just have two penises and they work separate from each other. So one of them holds you down and the other one knocks you up. But I mean, it is it's what it is.
You know, double time, you know.
It's a double time. But the thing that I want to, the reason why we brought this up is because it's so fascinating to me. And Luigi's, I believe it's fascinating to him too, because if you add everything together, we can see where humans as a species are going into evolution later in the stages of our evolution. So Luigi, do you think it's better if we don't have testosterone and a Y chromosome? Do you think we should just be like women, like kind of, you know, I won't say lesbian, but you know, we're still you know.
Well, it's hard to tell because like nature usually finds a way.
Always.
You know, like to some degree. It could be better, it could be worse. Change is scary, especially when you're talking about something like this it's slow in the grand scheme of the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's having rapid impacts on society today. So yeah, no, I'm joking, having fun and everything, but like it's a serious thing to consider. Like,
no, really
how
is.
Can we impact the change? Are we impacting the change?
Yeah.
Or is this the natural, you know, direction we're going?
I mean, this is the way I think. You know, I've always been, even when I was a kid, I always believed that Gaia, which is supposed to be the Earth spirit, kind of knows what it needs to do to keep the planet spinning, keep us inhabited on the planet, and to do the things that need to be done, regardless of our intervention, to make sure that humankind, animal kind, earth kind, fungus kind, all that stuff is harmonious, right? But the deep dive on this is if we're preventing the decline in testosterone and the degeneration of the Y chromosome, might require a combination of lifestyle changes like medical interventions and possibly even genetic engineering in the future, encouraging healthier diets, regular exercise, and reduced exposure to environmental toxins like dioxin, and immediate steps that can help maintain testosterone levels. And I think that if you leave it up to Bill Gates and Elon Musk, we might figure this thing out pretty soon.
Yeah. I mean, when we get the strongest and the brightest minds working together, we can accomplish anything.
Oh, yeah.
But sadly, there's such a divide. Oops, sorry.
You're good.
There's such a divide
yeah.
in our culture. It's like hard to work together.
It really is.
And that's everyone has like a different objective.
Everybody has something they want to parlay. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, yeah, but sometimes that gamble doesn't win for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
So that's an interesting topic you bring up. And of course, we'll dive into that in another episode really thoroughly. But in the long run, research into gene therapy or other biomedical advances could potentially preserve or even enhance the Y chromosome's functions. However, these are still speculative, and this point in raise in ethical questions about altering human genetics. So just a few years ago, they came out with a way to alter genes by deleting them and adding them. You could get rid of autism. You can get rid of Down syndrome. You can get rid of all these things. And all you had to do...
If I'm wrong, it's gene splicing, right?
Yeah. What they do is splice the gene and then they erase it before the baby's born or in the uterus. Yeah. So, I mean, I know that the technology is there, but I ask you, do we use it or do we just let nature take its course and cut our balls off?
I mean, that might be where we're going. But like right now we have the X and Y chromosome, but hell, like when the Y goes away, we might get the Z chromosome or something crazy. You know what I mean? Like, and it might be better. Like it might release a new hormone that's more effective and efficient than testosterone is.
It's a lot of T's in testosterone. You're good.
Have a speech impediment, so I'm trying.
No, you're good. But that's the thing. I think that we shouldn't be so... I mean, it's not going to happen in our lifetimes. It's not going to happen for like, what? How many generations is that? 1,000 generations?
Shit,
so,
yeah.
I mean, so we're talking about it now. We're not going to have to face it. You and I both have our balls intact, so we're not going to have to look at it. I mean, unless you're some kind of foreign land.
Accidents happen, man.
Well, accidents do happen. I
lost mine in a smelting accident.
When I was younger, this is so dumb, but I'm going to say it anyway. I had a good friend who worked at a movie store when they used to have VHSs. He was running around doing the VHS thing, and somehow he smacked his balls against the counter door, and they swole up to the size of apples. Like he didn't want to go to the doctor because, of course, men don't like going to doctors. And he's like, "No, man, it's gonna heal." I was like, "Bro, you can't even you can't even cajole those motherfuckers. You gotta go to a doctor." They're like, "They're just fucking, it's crazy, bro."
What do you do? The knife doesn't work.
Well, bro, this is what they had to do. They had to slice open the scrotum and let the juice, or I don't know what to call the juice, but whatever was, collecting.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was, he told me that my stomach was like cringed. And still think about it, it was fucking horrible, but he was okay. So, but I mean, I digress. But at the end of the day, guys, don't lose your balls to science. Figure out a way to make sure that...
At least donate them, get some money first.
It's kind of one of my used balls. Well, I mean, I guess on the black web, you can get anything you want. But
if you pass your balls on, do you like pass on your body count too?
Yes. You know what they say? Whoever you kiss, you slept with that person.
Exactly. If you transport your balls, I mean, you at least get 50% of my...
That bad date on Saturday Night Live or Saturday night, it kind of just carries itself over to everybody else who took your ball.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. It could be, though. Who knows? So I think the higher point on this particular topic about the loss of testosterone and the Y chromosome degenerization is this. The decline in testosterone and potential disappearance of the Y chromosome are more than scientific curiosities. They're signals of a broader change in human biology and science and society. The higher point here is that while these trends may seem alarming, they also offer an opportunity to rethink and redefine what it means to be a male in the modern world. Rather than resisting change, we should embrace it, seeking solutions that promote health, equality, and resilience for all. I think that's the way to think about this. Luigi, what do you think?
Well, humans are adaptable. Like, we adapt to everything, like right. to our environment. Like, if it's too hot, guess what? We built the air conditioning.
Yeah.
If it's too cold, guess what? We've figured out that wool is a great insulator.
Yes, it is.
You know, like, we always find a way.
We humans always find a way, even if they don't have balls. So, I mean, it's part of it.
Exactly. You know, like, yes. we'll figure it out. We'll be lost for a second.
Yeah.
We'll find a way.
It'll be like the Goldilocks syndrome, where we're in somebody else's house and these big ass bears come and then they say, get the hell out of my house or my balls or however we're figuring
get
that
the hell
out.
My balls. Please. Get out of here.
Get out of here, you bastard. All right. our closing remarks and our conclusion to this topic. And look, guys, we make fun of this because it's just super funny to do, but it is alarming. And there are people mm-hmm. who'll be like, well, what happens to my grandchildren 20,000 generations from now? Well, they won't have balls. That's what's happening. So with that being said, they're going to be, and look, if we think about it, that takes all the bigots that are non-performing with the, you know, with the pronouns. Like, I don't want to call somebody a he, she, a she, him, them, there. It's already starting. You kind of have to get used to it. And it may take 11 million years to get used to, but if you start now, you might end up on the right side of history. But what I want to thank you for joining us on this mind-bending journey through the future of masculinity. Remember, the key to navigating these changes is awareness, adaptation, and maybe just a little bit of evolution in our thinking. So, Gigi Luigi, over to you. What's your segment? What's your conclusion on this topic?
Well, we just got to be open-minded. At the end of the day, like, if this has been going on for us, like, geez, hundreds of years,
yeah,
then there's nothing we can probably do about it.
Nah,
now, naturally, through the human, you know, nature, we have adapted to new technologies. New technologies, as you said, gene splicing, testosterone replacement therapy,
mm-hmm.
like all these medical treatments to like combat it.
Yeah,
but you're right. Are we just prolonging the inevitable?
We are, though. And look, I mean, and I, as a very alpha masculine man on the other side of the barriers, but still the same, I'm still a dude, I feel like a lot of guys are not going to be able to understand what's going to happen. And you see it. Our lower levels of testosterone when you're starting to be 25 to 35, it's like your testosterone is almost shelved in half. So you don't even have the same testosterone that you do now if you're 35 when you did when you're 25. And let me tell you, because I'm 45, by the time you get to 45, you're at a third. You got to start replacing that. You just got to. Or you get tired, lazy, weak-minded, all that kind of stuff. So guys, at the end of the day, it's not going to be the balls that keep you gravitationally pulled to the ground. It's just going to be your higher sense of consciousness. So with that being said, we're having fun here, guys, but it's something you should look into. And in our video dialogue at the end of our show, we'll get you some more resources you can look at and make your own decisions. But I'm Mr. Villain for Luigi, Gigi Luigi. And our topic today was testosterone and the deterioration of a Y chromosome. And this is Let's Take You Higher. Have a great rest of your day, guys. Bye. And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain, and it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
Stories unfold.